Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey there, we're so glad that you're joining us today for From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Amanda, here with Tim, and we are bringing you another great conversation from one of North America's top economic developers.
So I had the opportunity to speak with a guy with a great name, Tim Cowden. He is Senior Vice President of Business Development for the Kansas City Area Development Council. He spends his time and life thinking about how to attract more businesses to the greater Kansas City area. Tim's got great passion. He brings to this work 20 years experience in economic development. He brings also experience from the private sector in real estate and business management. He's had great success in Kansas City. He's provided consulting assistance and leadership to companies such as FedEx, Walmart, Farmers Insurance, U.S. Bank, Intel, Mars Chocolate, just to name a few. He is a giant in this industry. He's a huge fan and supporter of the University of Oklahoma football, believe it or not. And he received his bachelor's from the same place. It was a great conversation. He gives great insights on how to make communities ready for attraction. Ladies and gentlemen, please take a moment and listen to the wisdom of Mr. Tim Cowden. Tim, welcome to the podcast and congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Tim, thank you for having me join you this morning. I'm excited.
I'm so excited to talk with you about what's going on there in the Kansas City area. But before we jump into that, we want to get to know who you are as a leader. What's one thing everyone should know about Tim Cowden?
Tim Cowden loves his job. Tim Cowden is a career economic developer, and Tim Cowden loves his family.
Outstanding. So let's talk about this love you have for economic development and go back to the origins of it. How did you choose a career in economic development, or are you like some of the others that chose you?
You know, I think I chose it, and in a way it chose me, and let me explain that. All the way back when I was in high school, I had this real interest and love for cities, and when I got into college, I didn't know what I would major in to get me into something working with cities other than maybe following a city manager track, which I did for about two semesters at the University of Oklahoma. But it wasn't going as well as I thought it should, and just something was missing about that city manager track. So I was in the School of Journalism one day, and I looked on the job board, and there was an internship posting for the Norman Economic Development Council. And I thought, you know, that sounds rather interesting. So I went in and talked to the CEO, a guy named Ken Moore at the Norman Chamber EDC back in the mid-80s, and he hired me. No pay, but I did get some course credit. I worked for for 2 years for Ken and the Norman EDC. And the deal that we cut was, he was a pretty tough guy. He said, you know what, I can't pay you anything. You'll get your course credit. But if you really want to pursue a career in economic development, you work hard. And if I think you've got a future, then I'll help you get a job after you graduate.
Wow.
And he held his end of the bargain. And I guess I held up my end. And when I graduated in 1986, he made some calls, I had some interviews, and I ended up in Wichita Falls, Texas, of all places, and that's where I started my economic development career.
My goodness, you almost got hazed into the industry in some ways. You joined a fraternity like no other.
I experienced a lot of hazing in my fraternity. It wasn't even close to the hazing that I got from Ken Moore and the Norman EDC, let me tell you.
That's exactly right. So after starting with such a benevolent beginning to our industry and to the communities you serve, when you think about the totality of your experiences here over the last 20 years, what is one lesson in leadership that you've experienced that you think others could learn from? What's that one lesson that just keeps resounding, even if you think all the way back to when you were doing it for free?
You know what, Tim, I've had the pleasure of working with some great people, Mike Lawson in Utah, certainly Ron Merton's down in Wichita Falls, Bob Marcus here in Kansas City, and a host of others along the way. The one thing that I've learned about leadership from those individuals and others that I really respect is that in economic development, working at the community level, it's all about servant leadership. The folks who work with me in the communities, and they put a lot of money into this organization, you know, they expect me to lead. They expect this organization to lead. But on the flip side of that, I look to them for leadership as well. So this whole concept of servant leadership, being able to get out in front, certainly don't hesitate about putting your nose into the work, showing people that you're willing to do anything that they are, whether that's people that I work with on staff or folks in the community or all of our investors. I think that's the greatest lesson in leadership that I've learned, is that truly if you apply the whole concept of servant leadership, it really, really benefits not only yourself, but those around you.
Well, and today, that's great wisdom, Tim. Thank you for that. Today you serve the Kansas City area. And I'd love to get some insight about the organization you serve and what sets that organization apart from others in the industry.
Well, I have the pleasure of serving the Kansas City Area Development Council. It's one of the oldest, most established, and frankly, one of the more successful regional economic development groups in the United States. It's been around now nearly 40 years, and it was created 40 years ago out of necessity because of the quirk of geography that is Kansas City. We have two states in one metropolitan region with 18 counties. And when companies and later consultants would begin evaluating the Kansas City area way back 40 years ago and prior to that, there really wasn't one point of contact to go to. So our organization was created out of necessity. Bob Marcus has grown it into a leading regional organization. I have had the, again, privilege of being a part of this team now for going on 17 years. You know, we have a great group of communities and economic developers who I learn from every day. KCADC is a great organization. I know we have a great reputation in the industry, and that reputation is earned by not just the team here, but the community partners that make up this region.
So staying on the same line of your organization, tell us how you all define success for the organization. And then I'm curious to know, how do you define success for yourself as a leader?
Well, I wouldn't tell you. Organizationally, we're very much accountable to our investor base. We're unique in the sense that 90% of our funding comes from the private sector. So the level of accountability is quite high, in my opinion, for an economic development group. So primarily, it's about what sort of results that we're able to generate and participate in over the course of a year. One of the main factors that goes into that is payroll attraction. So if you consider how much payroll our organization is involved with attracting to the Kansas City region over a calendar year, that's first and foremost the main determinant of whether or not our organization is successful according to our investor base. So when you figure that our organization is reflective of the private sector, and then those levels of accountability are applied on an economic development organization, I think it makes you better. And all of us here on our team are held to a high degree of accountability based upon that and many other metrics that we strive to achieve during the year. So I think that level of accountability, both organizationally and then that is placed upon me and my team, certainly is a significant driver for the group's success and then my success.
You've probably learned a lot about this next question just by the fact that you all are a private model. But this is the final question I'd like to ask you, and it's a loaded one. As you look into the future, you know, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers like yourself to focus on? And I think you hit on some of it with you all's model, But look into the future for us, would you? What do we need to focus on?
Tim, it's all about workforce, man. If we can't go to market and understand the demographics or what makes up our labor force, then we're sunk. So economic developers have to truly understand what makes their market tick from a labor standpoint, and then get involved with the programs that there are several of them in this market and certainly in other markets and across the country to help develop a talented and skilled workforce. I'm not just talking about manufacturing, professional services, or whatever strength that that particular market possesses. That's where it's at. That's where a lot of effort is going to be expended. And this organization and Kansas City as a region are addressing that issue. I mean, we had a record year in 2014 with attracting new companies here. But if we're going to be successful in 2015 and beyond, it's all going to be contingent upon having the workforce to not only ramp up, but sustain the operations of these companies.
Sure. I think you're absolutely right. Tim, thank you so much for the work you're doing both in Kansas City and what you're doing to continue to elevate this great industry that we love called economic development. I congratulate you on all the good work you're doing there, and most of all, for being named by your peers one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Tim, I appreciate very much the opportunity today, and have a wonderful 2015.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.